Marilyn Smith, President Behind Our Eyes, and we're having a six-word story critique workshop, whatever. And John Smith is our moderator, so go for it, John.
All right. Well, good evening, everybody. Thank you for working with me on doing this half an hour later than our usual time. I want to make sure that we keep things rolling right along this evening so that, you know, we're not here for 2.5 hours or whatever. So this is not going to be our usual critique session. Thanks to everybody that submitted the six-word stories. My goodness, it was an amazing response. So thank you to everybody. I'm glad that we sparked some interest in a new writing adventure. Several people asked how I was going to handle this evening, and I had to kind of think about it a little while. And here's what we're going to do. I'm going to first conduct a review of what six-word stories are, and it's kind of an interactive review because at one point I'm going to ask a question. And then next, I'll go through each submission, and Abby, if you have those at hand, you might want to follow along in case I totally mess up or something, but I think I can make it through these.
Yep, I've got them right here. Not a problem.
Yeah, great, thank you. But anyway, we'll go through the through each submissions, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to do things in kind of a backward order this time. I'm going to put the author of each submission on the hot seat. I'm going to ask you to talk a little bit about your piece, just one or two sentences, and then I'm going to have us, the rest of us, ask questions or make comments about the author. And we're not going to spend a whole lot of time on each one. And I will try to explain this a little bit more thoroughly in a few minutes because I do have a system, which I hope will work. We'll see. We'll try it. So here's a little info that I shared in a couple of emails from the website of Narrative Magazine. And I thought it would be a good idea to go over this again. William Faulkner famously said that a novelist is a failed short story writer, and a short story writer is a failed poet. Now, I think that statement bears repeating. A novelist is a failed short story writer, and a short story writer is a failed poet. Now, I want to get your feedback on what that means. Don't everybody speak at once, but if somebody's got an idea of what that means, then say on.
Well, to me, I actually started writing a novel at one point years ago, and I kind of, I don't know what happened, but I couldn't get anywhere after about 18 chapters, and so I ended up making it into a short story. So I can kind of see the meaning of that.
Okay.
Annie. It's so funny you read that because I've read that before, and poetry is succinct. It doesn't waste any words. So there's my two cents.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Economy of words is supreme, and I admire writing that's efficient and effective. Years ago, when I wrote advertising copy for radio stations that I worked for, and I didn't write a lot of that, but the challenge was to fit key points into a piece that would have to be read in 30 to 60 seconds, and that meant knowing what information was essential and writing it as clearly as possible. Well, so here's a little more about the six-word stories from that Narrative Magazine's website, and you'll recognize this because I had put it in the emails that I sent out ahead of time. A six-word story should provide a movement of conflict, action, and resolution that gives the sense of a complete story transpiring in a moment's reading. Ernest Hemingway, with his creation of the six-word story, combined poetry and drama into a short form that has grown in popularity while remaining difficult to achieve. Now, you'll recall seeing this example from Ernest Hemingway. For sale, baby shoes never worn. That handful of words is both poignant and touching, isn't it? Those words don't give us many details, but they pack a punch. As I mentioned in my emails beforehand, I don't know if there's any one correct way to write a six-word story, but I think that, you know, this gives us some guidance anyway. And the ones that make the most sense to me are the ones that whet my appetite to know more, and yet they don't require a lengthy explanation, because it's kind of like a joke. You know, if you have to explain a joke to somebody, what's the point? You know, it's like, you missed it. And sometimes that's even the way with poetry, right? I mean, we all want to know what's behind it, but it helps that, you know, if it's written in such a way that you get it, that you can relate to it. Okay. The topic for our six-word writing challenge this evening was any aspect of your life as a writer. Now, some of you didn't follow directions and wrote about something else. Now, I admit I may have derailed the train by passing along examples, from an email that showcased a site that focused on six-word memoir pieces. Some of the pieces that were submitted for tonight fall into that vein. Well, I'll be merciful, and we'll look at those pieces too. However, I can't help but wonder how the former teachers in our group would have graded them if this were an assignment for a class. With that said, let's proceed to the main event. I'm going to read each six-word story, even those from writers who aren't here this evening, and we might make a brief comment or two about those, but we're not going to spend much time on them. For those of us who are here, I'll read your piece, then I want you to explain in one or two sentences what's behind your six-word piece. Now, I said, you know, it's a good idea if you don't have to explain it, but I'm kind of curious to know what's behind these. Where do they come from? What spawned it? Then I'm going to take comments or questions from others on the call, and I'm going to go alphabetically by groups. Boy, I stumble all over my tongue tonight. For instance, we'll start with the first group to comment is going to be people with first names that begin A through E, and then F through J, and so on and so forth. And again, please keep your questions or your comments brief. Somebody at last week's board meeting suggested that critiques be no more than six words. Well, I thought that was absolutely brilliant. Anyway, let me just say this. If you don't have anything to say about a particular six-word piece, it's okay not to say anything. You're under no obligation to comment. Now, I don't want to shut anybody out if you have a comment, but we all need to keep in mind that we've got a lot of ground to cover, and that's in a short period of time. And of course, you know, we got started later tonight too. So those on the east are going to want to go to bed probably before too long.
Yes, hot tubbing.
What's that?
Yes, I'm going to be going hot tubbing.
Okay.
That's, too bad they don't make waterproof phones.
That's okay. Whatever. We'll leave it there. Okay, the first entry was from some guy named John Smith. I think I've heard of him. Reading, listening, thinking, writing as needed. Now, I'll just say that that's kind of how I feel about it. I do a lot of reading. I do a lot of listening to podcasts and sermons and things like that. Writing, as needed. That's kind of how it is for me. I probably should be more along the lines of writing something every day, but I don't always. I do write as needed. That's kind of how I look at it. It doesn't just flow freely. But anyway, anybody have any comments? Let's take people with names starting A through E.
Well,
this is Annie.
This really just sums up, you know, how you write. I like the way it does that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, Annie, your turn.
Thanks, Abby. I like the way you like categorized it. You know, from beginning to end. You know, because it's a process.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anybody else? A through E.
So this is Becky DeGeorge. So when you say A through E, I guess both of my first and last names fit. So
it fits,
I don't have to worry about it. So now that I know who you are, this makes perfect sense. I would have put reading, listening, imagining, writing as needed. But it's yours,
yes.
So it fits you.
Uh-huh. Right, okay. Okay, F through J. Anybody F through J? We'll keep moving here.
Oh, I thought somebody else was trying to say something.
Oh.
Before J. I can't think who it is.
Oh, it's Alice.
Oh,
I
Alice,
just
go ahead.
Muted here. I was going to say if we stick with the three words that you said earlier, conflict, C-A-R, action, resolution.
Yeah.
I think of the word CAR for acronym there, I guess. At first I thought, it isn't. But then in a way it is conflict because it's whether you need to write or not. And then there is action there if you take the choice to write. And I don't know that we – how would you think of the resolution, though? But I just go back to those three words because I think that is a good – little piece to follow for these six-word stories.
Yeah, getting the work done, I guess, would be the resolution. But you bring up a great point, Alice. I think we have several of these pieces tonight that maybe don't fit that. And that's I saw that in some of the examples of the memoirs, you know, because it's like some of these people are just making philosophical statements. They're not really telling a story. And so I guess we have some leeway, you know. I'd like to follow form as best as possible, but I don't know that, you know, I don't know how much to enforce that in a case like this. I think, you know, my goal this evening was just as much as anything to introduce everybody to the idea of doing a six-word piece, and because I chose a topic, that kind of limits us too, I guess, as far as... following that conflict action resolution formula.
Mean that we have to enforce that. It's just a comment.
It's a good thing to follow, yes. It's something that, you know, we should keep in mind if we're going to, you know, try to be true to Hemingway's example. Okay. Thanks, Alice. I'll move on from you and go to F through J. Anybody F through J have any comments?
I'm just going to listen tonight, John. I think everything was really good. I liked everything I read from all of the participants, and I'm just going to listen tonight.
Okay, James. K through O.
I have a question more than a comment, and that
yes.
is I need... more description is what needed means. As needed.
As needed? Well, since I was only working with six words, it just seemed like that was the one that fit because it depends on the order of the day for me. You know, do I feel compelled to write something? You know, do I have a task that needs to be done? You know, do I have a blog post that needs to meet a deadline? Or do I need to write notes for a Bible study or something? You know, so that's kind of what I was thinking. I didn't know how else to put it.
Well, you're talking about primarily task-oriented.
Pretty much, yeah. Like I say, I don't sit down and write every day like I probably should.
Because a lot of people write not out of... a need for completing a task, but for other reasons.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Okay, good point. Anybody else, K through O? Okay, P through T. How about U through Z, the rest of the alphabet? Okay. nothing heard. I don't mean to cut anybody off if you have a need to take a few seconds to unmute or whatever, but we'll just keep rolling here. Sally Rosenthal is the one who wrote the next piece that we have on our list. Is she here this evening?
No, Kate is next.
Okay, hang on.
I have Sally next on my list too.
Yeah, I don't know if our list is in the exact order that they came. I think Abby mentioned that in her email.
Yeah, because somehow my document got messed up. So
okay.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Anyway,
go with Sally.
Even here.
Sally's was lemon curd on toast. Sparks memories. I thought that was a pretty good one. You know, you can be eating breakfast and, you know, be thinking of things. And I don't know. I guess you can eat lemon curd on toast any time of the day. But I'll just open it up for anybody. Anybody have any thoughts or comments? We don't want to spend a lot of time on any of these when somebody's not here. But interesting piece.
This is Becky DeGeorge, and I had this mental image of this person going, "Oh my God, I can't finish this toast. I got to go write something down." So, even though I would have liked the Sparks memories. Somehow, I don't know, that seemed like sort of letting off in the middle, but that's the image I got. So that's, I'm glad I got that.
I think it's interesting that there's an image to get, isn't it? You know.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is Annie. I want to say something.
Go ahead.
You don't mind? Be quickly. We all get caught in those moments where we do something mundane and it sparks memories, remembering somebody or something, and that's what Sally brought to me in that very short and very meaningful phrase. So. Thanks.
Yep, very good. Yes, indeed. Sometimes it's a good idea to have a tape recorder or a note taker of some kind handy. I don't know, does anybody use tape recorders? Maybe some of us still do, but, something, a note taker handy. You don't want to forget your ideas before they flit away. Okay, Kate is next with her piece, Dream It, Write It, Read It. Kate, comments? Tell us about it.
Over 30 years ago, when my first book came out, the trade publisher put a price on the soft cover is $9.95. The hardcover was $14.95, and the Twin Vision book was $24.95. And I thought those prices were terribly high, so I wanted to have something, a freebie, to give people at my book signing so that, you feel good about getting a freebie. So I designed a book plate. And up the left-hand edge, there you see bare footprints of a person and a dog walking along, and the saying of dream it, write it, and read it. And there was a picture of my guide dog and me, and then my website down at the bottom of this book plate. And they could either use it as a bookmark or marker, or peel off the back and stick it into their book. But I needed something quick and easy, and I didn't realize I was following a genre.
Well, who knew, yeah. Okay, comments. A through E, names A through E.
Well, I think it makes a good point about her writing process, just like yours does, John. You know, she dreams it, she reads, she maybe does research, writes it, and then she reads it.
Or others read it, yeah.
Or others read it, yeah, exactly. That's good.
Wait, my husband and I have also put this on the bottom of our tombstone.
Ah.
Oh, goodness. Well, that's
planning
good
ahead,
planning.
You know.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
Interesting epitaph. Okay, any more A through E? Okay, F through J. K through O.
It's Marilyn. It follows the pattern. It you see the conflict is, can I get this done? The action is actually writing it. And then the resolution is it's finished. And somebody, you or somebody else, is reading it. And it's very interesting that she did that, so long ago, didn't even realize she was doing a six-word story.
That's what you call repurposing content.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a matter of space constraints.
Well, yeah. Anybody else? K through O. P through T. U through Z. Okay. Next was a piece from Deanna Noriega. Is she here this evening? Okay. Well, hers is Words Connect, Bridge Gaps Between Hearts. I like that. I think that's I think that says a lot. You know, words connect, and you know, you reach other people with that. Anybody else have any other quick comments about that before we go to the next one?
This is Annie. I've always loved Deanna's poetry, and this is definitely goes right in line with her, with the way she connects with people's emotions and feelings, and being real. So I know I appreciated it very much.
Yes, I thought that was Deanna all the way through. Very good. Okay, let's go to the next one. Marilyn Smith. I think I've heard of her too. Memories and imagination are puzzle pieces. Did I get that right?
That is right. That's what I have here too. So.
Okay, Marilyn. Thoughts?
Okay.
Comments?
Yeah. Well, I tried for the conflict is you've got a puzzle there you've got to solve, and the action is where are all the pieces and what are they? And obviously you're working on it. I guess I don't show the resolution, but the fact that it's supposed to turn into a puzzle. And it's especially applicable, a story like that, the considering things a puzzle, it's really true for form poetry, and it's true for a short story or a novel where you've got to get everything to line up right so that you make sure you cover all the bases.
Maybe the resolution would be the puzzle pieces coming together.
Yeah. I didn't show that in that story, but there aren't enough.
Well, this is the thing. You know, when you read these, you think there's a lot that's implied that
yes.
isn't said. I mean, you know, when you look back at the Ernest Hemingway thing, it's like, well, there's a lot that's not said, but you get it. You know, you can see what where it's going. Okay, commenters A through E.
Well, I really like this piece. You know, the imagery. You have the memories of the imagination are as puzzle pieces, and you can just picture, you know, putting your memories and your imagination together to try to make some sort of a picture, you know, like you put together a puzzle. I like the imagery there.
Any others, A through E? Okay, F through J. K through O.
Well, memories and imagination are your conflict. They often are quite different from each other. They don't necessarily support one another.
Interesting point. Any other? K through O. P through T. U through Z. Okay, the next one that I have on the list is from Trish H. And I don't remember her last name, and I didn't try to look it up. But it's
yeah,
Trish,
it's hard to spell. And she
Huffman
always signs her name Trish H., so I didn't write this one of mess with trying to find the name either. I just wrote
okay.
Trish H. and I'm not even sure if she's here.
Her says, my characters are my best friends. And I think that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I think I've heard that is true for folks who write novels and stories. You know, their characters seem to come to life.
Character, I don't know. Even the villain is a best friend, I guess. Huh.
Any other comments on that?
This is one that I really could really like. The characters, I think, in really good writing, you do get to know your characters and they become best friends.
Uh-huh. Okay. Very good. Okay, let's go to the next one. Abby Taylor. I think we all have heard of her somewhere. I write my stories for others. Now that's more of a statement. Abby, tell us about it.
Well, since you want us to write these about writing, I thought it would probably be a good idea just to write something about why I write. And my stories, especially my memoir, are written to share, to help others, especially caregivers who have been through the same situation as I have. I mean, that was what came to mind when I got that prompt, and so that's why I wrote what I wrote.
Yeah, very good, very good. Any other A through E comments on Abby's piece?
This is Annie. Abby, I think I totally identify with that. I write for others to understand, what life is and how we get through it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, F through J, K through O.
This is Marcia. I do want to say on Abby's piece and the one before it, I forget whose it was already. What I liked is they were completely, totally self-contained. They really did tell a complete story in 6 words. They didn't leave anything unfinished, So, yeah, I thought they were a couple of the most complete submissions. Beginning, middle, and end.
Mm-hmm. Good point. Any other K through O? Stop and think about what your name starts with if you have to. It's getting late, you know. P through T. U through Z. Okay. The next one from Marcia Wick.
Well, I got the assignment wrong.
Out of 6, I am 4. Okay.
I missed the mark on the writing, and when I went back to revisit it, I was told, don't worry, so I didn't worry.
Okay.
And there was a big flaw in my 6-word story because out of 6, I'm the 4th is my birth order, but somebody said, in a race? So it was totally unclear, and that's a big flaw. But thank you.
Don't you think you should read it? what the 6 words are?
Yeah, that would be good.
Oh, I think he did already.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
It was out of 6, I am 4th.
Oh.
Yeah, out of 6, I am 4th. Yeah, I figured that kind of fell into the memoir category or whatever. I thought that probably referred to birth order, but could be anything. Anybody have any comments? A through E?
Oh yes,
no,
Annie.
Sorry.
We keep stepping on each other, Abby.
No, we do. Anyway,
I just want to say, as a family therapist, I thought that was very telling. So, because I'm always interested in birth order.
Wasn't
anyway.
About writing, but
yeah.
Okay.
No,
and
but
I,
yeah,
I,
it is. It's definitely about how you know, the author and the writing is all about who we are and what our life experience is. So. Yeah, anyway, all right, I'll shut up.
Well, I agree with Anne. It definitely is telling. And, I'm not sure what exactly. I think it may also be trying to express some sort of feeling about being the 4th one. Maybe she's proud of that, or maybe she's not proud of that. That's, the only thing that's really missing. And, of course, that's the thing with a 6-word story. You can't really, portray any kind of emotion. But at least, it tells you something about her. And that's it.
Okay, any other A through E?
Yes, I felt the same way. I felt like it told quite a bit. There's conflict there in the position in the 6. There's sibling conflict, the resolution. She has nothing nothing to do with, you know. I felt like it fit in.
Okay. Thank you for that. Let's go on here. F through J. K through O.
It's Marilyn. I think her story would be a good prompt because you could turn it into I'm fourth in line waiting for something. I won fourth prize out of six contenders. Birth order, you know, you could take that so many different directions if you don't really know what it is. So I liked it.
All right. Keep that in mind, members of the program committee. Maybe we could use that as a prompt sometime. any other K through O? Leonard, did you get it? Did you understand what it was?
Yeah, to me, it asks or it presents a lot of questions,
mm-hmm.
which is a good beginning. You could start any story from that, which is a good thing.
All right, very good. Okay, moving on, P through T.
This is Penny.
Oh, Penny, good. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm here. At first I thought, since we were supposed to write about riding, I thought, oh, she entered a contest and there were six places and she was fourth place. And so maybe it said that she didn't feel she was good enough. And then I thought, oh, it's just birth order. And I was a little disappointed when it was just birth order. So I had imagined this great story, and I had figured out all these characters and everything. I planned a whole story around this, and this is how I came up with my prompt.
Oh.
Okay. All right, well, there you go. Fodder for a prompt. Any more P through T? Anybody
I mean,
here?
My
P
story.
Okay, U through Z. Anybody U through Z want to comment? I think we only have one of you here that's got that that falls into that category. Okay, we'll go to the next one. Peter Alchil, and I don't think he's here this evening, is he?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, his was slowly stymied from forward motion, frustrated.
I am here, by the way. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay,
I'm
cool.
Muted. I forgot. I am here.
Comments on your comments or explanations on your six-word
entry?
Yeah,
first
here.
Of all, I need to confess that I didn't really do the assignment, although I will say that the what I wrote about does bleed into my writing. This was primarily how I feel of my life over the past couple of years.
Well, it definitely fits into writing. I mean, it does do that.
Yeah, it does. And I guess the other thing I would say about it is I wasn't sure I was going to submit something, and then this sort of all came to me within like 30 seconds, and I just sort of played with it a little bit and sent it off within 3 minutes.
Cool.
So in that particular sense, it came very fast.
Okay. Yeah, interesting how writing can work sometimes. All right, anybody want to comment? Names beginning A through E.
This is Annie. I just often feel the same way, just identify with that, you know, in terms of writing. It was spot on for me. Thanks, Peter.
Thank you.
Okay, anybody else? A through E. F through J. K through O. Okay, any P through T? U through Z. Okay, we'll go on to the next one from Rhonda Parton. Is that right?
Partain.
Partain.
Pronounces it shit, but yeah, I don't think she's here either.
Okay. Words paint pictures the heart dictates. See if I got that right.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Okay. Yeah, interesting there. Again, sort of bringing up the idea of imagination and yet bringing in imagery and all that. Anybody else have any other comments quickly?
It's spot on.
It was good for the assignment.
Absolutely.
This is Becky, and one thing I've noticed is how punctuation really affects these.
Uh-huh, absolutely. Yeah. Yes, indeed. Punctuation is very important. No question about that. Okay, the next one, Mary Hyland. I guess she's not here. Hers sent manuscript, very disappointed, revised. And looks like to me this is only 5 words, you know. I was kind of surprised by that.
Oh, sent manuscript, very very disappointed. Sentiment, very disappointed. Yeah, you're right. It is only 5 words.
Well, you know, on that example site that I got some of those from that I sent with an early email, some smart aleck wrote, "I did it in 5. And it's like, what? You know, what is that? You know, this was supposed to be about memoir, right? And he's just, you know, fooling around, I think, with the format here. But anyway. Next up on the list, Frances Strong, and I'm pretty sure she's not here. Too many words for short story. And that's, I think we can relate to that, right? I mean, because I know some of us had a harder time doing this assignment than others, and yet, you know, like Peter was talking about, you know, after a while you get kind of an insight, you know, you mull it over and whammo, there it is, you know. Any other comments on that?
This is Annie. It speaks to me about you know, when we're taking the pen and we're deleting things. You know, we have that. I was reading this article about loving that particular scene that you really really want in your book, but it's like not like everybody else says, get rid of that scene, and you're like, no, I don't want to. I love it, and your beta readers and people are just like, no, get rid of it. So that's what that meant to me. It's like, oh yeah, we gotta put away that sometimes and be stricter in terms of our our criticism and feedback from others.
Kill your darlings, isn't that the
yeah, kill your darlings, yeah.
Okay. Next up, Dean Lyons, and I know he's not here. Today is illuminated by the past. There's a philosophical statement for you.
Yeah.
Could fit into writing, I guess. You know, what you write today is illuminated by your past. Anybody else have any comments on that?
It's on the mark.
Yeah. Yep. Okay, from Alice. Alice, are you still here? Maybe she was muted. She might have had to jump off because of storms or something, but...
I think I'm still here. Am I
yes,
right?
You're still.
Yeah,
yeah, okay.
Sounds like you are to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yours was found keepsake whisper stories to me. Found keepsake whispers stories to me. That shows up in your blog,
okay.
Alice. Any comments and explanations on your 6-word piece?
Just that I was concerned that people would... not realize right away that found is an adjective modifying keepsake.
Yes.
And that was my concern, but I think there's much of that that is the fruit of my writing, so it worked for me.
That kind of reminds me of Sally Rosenthal's thing about the toast with lemon curds or whatever. You know,
yeah.
Something sparks your memories, your insights, your thoughts, whatever. Yes,
and
okay.
Right before I wrote that day I found something also that we thought was sort of lost, but... was rediscovered, actually, so I had been thinking about that. So it actually...
Mm-hmm.
Thing.
Very good, very good. Well, I like your piece, Alice. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other A through E to comment on Alice's piece? Okay, F through J. A through O. Hmm. Your work was so good, Alice, it's leaving everybody speechless.
They just want to hear your radio voice.
Yeah. Okay. P through T, anybody? P through T. U through Z.
It's a good thing you don't have an ego as large as the other radio people I used to work with, John.
Well, it's believe me, it's been beaten down and tromped on like you wouldn't imagine. Thank you. Okay. Valerie had a piece that she submitted. I think this is cute. He promised, she believed, baby, proof. Val, you want to comment on that? I assume if you're still here?
I could not think of anything that would resemble a story about writing, so that was the first thing that popped into my mind. And I'm not quite sure exactly which way that could go. I saw about a dozen different endings to that one or what's behind it, so I thought, oh, I'll leave it and let people make up their own mind.
It sounds like a wonderful romance story to me.
Absolutely.
Plot
outline.
Okay, A through E, comments?
Valerie, this is Annie. I think that was good as Hemingway's. Just letting you know.
Any other A through E?
Story.
I'm sorry, I walked on somebody.
I said, there's more to this story.
Yes, yes.
Well, I like the way
it tells
a complete story. That's okay. It tells a complete story right there. You know, you get the sense of, you know, this couple getting together, and then they have a baby. And, you know, they're just one big happy family of three, just Molly and me, and baby makes three. We're happy in my blue heaven.
Well, and I tried to read it the way that I think Val meant it, because you could say baby proof, but it's baby proof, right, Val?
Baby proof, yeah, absolutely.
Again,
that's the way I was thinking of it.
Punctuation is important, and so is trying to understand and interpret the meaning of something.
It's funny, Abby, because I thought of blue heaven right after I wrote that.
Okay, any other A through E's commenting? F through J. K through O.
Okay, here I come. I love this one. This was great, except I thought of it the other way around. Not such a happy ending. Well, it would be a happy ending, but like he told her he couldn't get her pregnant, and then surprise. And so, no, I thought baby proof was... He, in fact, was baby-proof. And he told her that. And
well, that's an interesting way of looking at it.
No, I thought it was not quite a happy... Could be a happy ending in the end, but not without its conflict of, well, she didn't want this kid, and now he told her, and he promised, and she believed him, and, that's where I went.
Okay.
I got that also, but then I also got the... that he promised he was going to do this work around the house and something, and so she believed that he was going to do it, and then something terrible happened to the baby, and the baby ended up dying, and oh, well.
Oh, my.
Oh, man.
Oh, jeez.
It was pretty tragic.
Here we go.
I got something different. A little bit of each one that people have already mentioned.
I'm sorry, go ahead, Leonard.
I was thinking of the song Making Whoopee.
And you don't mean Whoopi Goldberg either, do you?
No,
Abby can sing it.
That's what you don't.
Oh,
no, don't forget, folks. That's what you get, folks, for making Whoopee.
There you go.
Oh, great.
It's amazing that
we
all brought our own stuff
about
into
the baby
that.
Dying. That was really bad.
I think we're degenerating here.
We are.
Okay, let's see. Any more K through O with comments? Any more P through T?
Yes, I have a comment, but I want to make it about of all of these, and because one of the things I've been doing, listening to these, putting on my drummer hat on. I'm a drummer as a musician, and one of the things your drummers do is play with rhythms. And so six words can be divided into any number of ways. You can do six whole things. You can do two groups of three. You can do three groups of two, or you can do two, three, and one, or you can do three, two, and one. And I find it fascinating when people vary the rhythm a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It just sounds sort of a little bit more unique. And this is one of them that makes it with that proof thing. You know, that one word, you know, it not only changed the whole thing of the thing, but it also, you know, changed the whole meter, if you will. And I just thought that was really neat. And I would encourage myself as well, you know, for us to think about rhythm as we write this stuff. And I think it really makes it more fun for the readers to read or listen to.
Excellent point. Yes. Yes, very good. Okay. I think we've gone through the alphabet here for that one. Let's go to the next one. From Nancy Lynn, trouble usually starts out being fun. Nancy, comments, explanations?
Actually, Paul Harvey originally said that, or at least that's where I heard the words, the idea. He didn't say it as a six-word story, of course, so I felt that I could bring it into this context. But it's, you know, it could be anything. You start out, drinking, and that can be fun. Then you decide to get behind the wheel, and you're in trouble. So any number of a one-night stand with crap being fun until, well, surprise, and one of that baby-proof thing again. then you're in trouble, or you could be. So, you know, that's the kind of thing I was thinking of, But he's the one that said that. I don't remember the context he threw it into, but I always thought that was an interesting piece of wisdom that, you know, it doesn't mean you shouldn't have fun. It just means, you know, be careful.
Maybe this is good advice for story writers. You start out with a troubled situation or whatever, trouble end up being, I don't know, whatever. Something starting out fun, ending up in trouble. Anyway, enough of that. Comments A through E, anybody?
This is Annie. I think it was a very well done cautionary tale, and we could all probably just spin off like we did before with all of our how it hit us each individually, mm-hmm. and that's what's so cool about writing is that the subjectivity, definitely encourages us to, you know, to just, you know, have fun.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Thanks.
Yeah.
Okay, any other A through E?
This is Becky, and I was just thinking, now talk about plotting advice. This is good plotting advice.
Mm-hmm.
You start out with something fun, and uh-oh, all of a sudden, you're into the middle of something.
Yeah, yeah. Any other A through E? F through J? K through O?
This would be a great grabber as a first line in the beginning of any story.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Here's Marilyn. It's another good prompt. It kind of has a formula to it, so it's sort of predictable, but it would be a good prompt.
Yep. Indeed. Well, that's good. You've gotten at least a couple of good prompts out of this evening. Any other K through O? P through T? U through Z? Okay. Next one is from Bruce Atchison, and I know he's not here. His is kind of a different one. Never could sleep in at Jericho. And if you know about Bruce and his book, I forget the title of it, but it's about being at the School for the Blind at Jericho, and I don't know if that's the name of the town or if that was the name of the school.
It was at Jericho Hill School for the Blind. It was in Canada.
Right. You got it.
Yeah.
You got it. Very good. And I read his emails all the time and see that, you know, a little promotional thing at the end of them, and you got it, Abby. Good for you. Yeah, so that's kind of interesting. It's sort of a life story, you know, a problem there. I never could sleep in it.
Deliverance
Jericho.
From Jericho. I was trying to think of the name of the book. It's called Deliverance
from right.
Jericho.
Yeah, very good,
it
Abby. Thank you.
Well, it took me a few minutes to get that in my head.
That's right. You're better than me on that one. Thank you. anybody else have any comments on that?
Well, if you read his stories about Jericho, it wasn't a stellar experience.
Yeah.
And
no,
it really summarizes the experience.
Well,
it
and
really,
you never
really
can
fits
sleep
the,
in at an institution like that. They've got to have schedules. You know?
Yep.
Even on weekends, they couldn't, yeah, they couldn't sleep in. Yeah, right. Absolutely.
Okay, let's keep moving here. From Anne Chiappetta. Did I mess up your name, Annie? I'm sorry if I messed it up.
Yeah, it's either Chiappetta or...
Chiappetta.
Or
okay.
Chiappetta.
I should remember that. You know, think of a Chiappetta. I'm sorry.
Yeah, there you go.
Anyway, first sighted, then blind, now me. That's very good, very descriptive.
Absolutely.
Comments on that? Your explanation, Annie?
Actually, yeah. You know, when you first sent the prompt out, I didn't know what to write because I was like, I was stuck. And then I just I read a couple of others that had come out on the list, and you know, I thought, okay, where am I now, and what got me to where I am now, and that's where it came from. So
I think it packs a punch. It says a lot.
Thank you.
Any other comments from A through E?
Well, I think those six words would be good to use in one of your upcoming books, Annie. those six words do say a great deal, and it reminded me also of your poem, not of the spring-summer issue of Magnets and Ladders. I think it was last year's fall-winter issue, if I remember correctly, the one poem you had that addressed blindness in such an in-depth way. And
separate?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And these six words brought me back to that poem, but I just think it says so much to both people who are blind, or, you know, thought-provoking for people who are sighted. And yet it can apply to writing as well, because,
yes,
you know, so much of your writing also reflects your change in vision and where you are now and so forth. So, yeah, I thought that was very well done.
Thanks.
Very good. Any other A through E? F through J. K through O.
Yeah, the wonderful, powerful message, and to me it means life is a journey in self-discovery.
Sure is, Leonard.
Marilyn, I was fascinated with it. Because there's a difference between now me and still me, and I was fascinated in how you made that choice.
Oh, wow, yeah, that's a very interesting comment. You know, I felt lost, like I had to go find myself.
Yeah,
you know, it was definitely a journey of self-discovery.
Yeah,
so.
I liked it.
Yeah,
liked
thank
it.
You.
Any other K through O? P through T.
This is Marcia. I just thought it was
ahead.
Also powerful and told a lot in a short space. I could relate to it.
All right, very good. These are good comments. P through T. U through Z. Okay, yeah, good stuff here. Next one from Leonard. To get fortune, must break cookie. Leonard, talk about that one.
I'm sure it'll surprise everybody that I got this while eating at a Chinese restaurant. Another way you could say it is you've got to break some eggs to make an omelet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But brevity has one value in that you can go so many different directions with. So when you have few words, it can mean so many different things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Indeed. All right, A through E. Any comments on those with names starting A through E?
This is Annie. I think that would be a great T-shirt. And like to put on the bottom of your email. At first it's funny, it's kind of tongue in cheek, but then you really think about it and it's like, hey, you know, nothing worthwhile is easy. You have to take a risk.
You think I can get a copyright on it?
Yeah, maybe.
Not if the fortune cookie people wrote it first.
Yeah, right.
Very, very insightful and very powerful.
Well, and this is Alice, and I really liked Leonard's six-word story also. And when I was teaching, I had this idea, but I never got around to doing this. Take to class a box or two of fortune cookies, pass them out, and then each student had to write something in regard to the fortune that was inside the cookie.
There's another prompt next.
Yeah, I always wanted to do that, but I didn't, I guess, teach enough years after. I did. That's one I didn't finish, but I think it would be fun, and it was nice that, Leonard, your piece made me think of that.
You know, Alice, I've come up with the same idea.
This is Becky, and I really like it because once
that.
You break
your
that
group
cookie, it's
for
just
growth
broken.
And healing
okay.
Could
oh,
do
sorry.
That.
Alice, finish what you were saying, and then Becky.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
Oh, I was finished. I don't know if you heard me or not, but I was finished. I just said that Leonard's group, Writing for Growth and Healing, could do that.
Yeah.
Well, my Third Thursday Poets could do that, too. It's my turn to facilitate next month. So if I can get a hold of a box of fortune cookies, I just might try that. That might be interesting.
Go for it.
I write a poem about the
Puss Abby,
fortune.
If you do that, that would be fun.
It would be fun, yeah, if I can get some fortune cookies. I suppose you can better get them in a grocery store, I guess. Oh, well. I'll work on that later.
Okay, Becky.
Well, breaking those fortune cookies, you know, they're really broken. I mean, there's no putting that back together. So it's kind of like once you've done it, you really got to go with whatever comes along because you can't go back and redo it. And that's the part I thought was really powerful. It was about risk and a certain kind of chaos. And then coming out of that.
Very good.
Good point.
Okay, commenters F through J, K through O.
I liked it. I think it would be a great punchline for a philosophical poem. You know, the last line. I could just see that.
Okay, any other K through O? P through T. U through Z. Okay. All right, next, Penny Fleckenstein. Great imaginations create loving poetic stories. I don't know, is that seven words or six?
Yes, it is. It is seven words.
Okay.
It's six words.
No,
great.
I'm afraid not.
Great imaginations.
Great imaginations
create
loving
poetic stories. Yeah, it's six.
It is six.
No, it's seven.
Okay.
That's
wait a minute.
So anyway.
No, great
yeah.
imaginations create loving poetic stories.
That is
yeah.
sick.
Yeah, okay, good.
It is sick. Yes.
Okay,
so,
Penny?
I came up with this because I have wonderful friends, and let's say we say goodbye, and I say, call me when you get home. I always want to know that they get home. But if they don't call me, and it's the next morning, I have all these crazy ideas, all the craziness that could have happened between my house and their house. And I just get so worried. I get so much anxiety. And I imagine all these crazy things happening to them, some of them good, some of them bad. And then I call, and I found, oh, I was just really tired. I went to bed.
Yeah.
So meanwhile, I've created all these stories about my wonderful friends.
Mm. All right. Well, that's a way to turn anxiety, you know, something that could be negative, into something positive if you put it in writing.
Because mm-hmm.
you know?
I care so much about them.
All right. Commenters A through E. Okay, F through J. Thanks, James, for straightening us out on the six words, by the way. I thought I saw that it was six words when I went through it, but then I got to thinking about it tonight. And,
it
you know.
Yeah, it seemed longer. Yeah,
yeah, it does.
Long words,
K longer. Through O. All right, any other P through T? U through Z. All right. The next one is from Donna Grauman, and I don't think Donna is here this evening.
I am
here.
No. Oh, she
it's
is
Donna.
Here.
Hey, cool.
Hi, Donna.
Hi.
Donna.
Glad you're
hi.
Here, Donna. I'm going to mess this up. outrun, lift, fetch, drive, penning winds. Please explain.
Okay.
Get competitive.
You know me, I like to ride outside the box, so. This is a pattern for completing a sheepdog trial, as well as a pattern for getting a story written and put on paper.
Okay.
So the outrun, lift, and fetch are gathering, and the drive is gathering those thoughts and putting them on the paper, and the penning winds.
Penning winds. All right. I had a hunch it had something to do with animals, but I wasn't sure.
Mm-hmm.
Commenters A through E.
This is Annie. Hey, Donna. I knew what you were talking about because I've read all about sheepdog trials when I was a kid and all those Walter Farley-related books about horses and dogs and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was cool.
Okay, any other A through E? F through J? K through O?
Well, I was thinking that these are the lives of the everyday housewife.
Ah.
Oh, interesting.
Huh. I thought it was really creative. I knew she was talking about an animal show or contest of some sort. But I thought it was very interesting to take it and apply it to the writing craft itself, too.
Thanks.
Any other K through O? P through T? U through Z? Okay. From James Campbell, write the pictures in your visions. I like that, James. That's good.
Yeah, I do.
Comments,
too.
Please. Your explanation.
That was something that I just came up with. Is I know that I had, this is the one thing in writing that I sometimes have a lot of trouble with, yet I see a lot of things and I see a lot of imagery and a lot of mental pictures when I, a lot of visions when I am listening to music or doing something like that. And it, that's where a lot of my creativity comes in, but yet it's hard for me to do.
Okay, again, a big tie-in with imagination there, I think, for yours, James. Commenters A through E. All right, F through J. Let's go K through O.
Okay, I got one. This really spoke to me because when I had some vision until I was 13, and I still picture things visually. When I'm writing, I see the scene, in my imagination. Of course, I don't, but because I had that sight when I was young, that just never left me, that ability to visualize it, and it helps me write, I think, because I picture what might be there. It helps me do a little better job on visual description that I think than I could have done without it. So it really spoke to me.
All right. Any other K through O? P through T.
James, this is first prize in my book. I love it.
Oh, very good. U through Z. Okay, I know we've had a few folks drop off here. We don't have that many more to go, so hang in there. The next ones, there's two from Bonnie Rennie, Longings, Life Lessons, Living, Writing. That's a good one. And Writing Pulls Me Into Its Web. I like that one. Anybody have any thoughts or comments on those? We tried to limit it to one here, but... she sneaked in too, and she probably didn't give a preference as to which one she wanted put on the showcase for tonight.
No, she didn't.
This is Alice, and I like both of them, but I especially like that second one with the web in it. As far as the first one, though, I think the word living, if you think of it in the different parts of speech that it could be, that somewhat gives that different meanings.
Mm-hmm.
But I liked both of Bonnie's. I thought those were good.
This is Annie. I like Bonnie's second one because I often feel stuck. Like when I'm writing something, it's a compelling thing. Like I can't, you know, it's like, you know, I want to put it down, but I know I just can't. And it's just so, you know, compelling. It's like being in a web and. So I identify with that. That was cool.
I agree with you, Annie. I felt the same way because, but it's a web you don't even really want to get out of. But sometimes,
uh-huh.
Right?
Time,
yeah.
Time constraints, you have to, or something you have to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just sticks with you too. When I was coming up the stairs onto my porch the other day. Despite my efforts of putting downy sheets all over to flag away the spiders, I still get a few spider webs, and it's just amazing to me how sticky that still stays.
Yeah.
It's just like, literally, no matter how hard sometimes one tries, one is just caught in that web, and I think that can so apply to some of the writing that we do, maybe not all, but some, it's just like we have to stick to it in that meaning.
Huh.
And then in others, you know, no matter how hard we try to get away from it, we're just there, stuck that way also.
Mm. Yeah.
I know we mentioned a little bit earlier about my writing tending to be more task-oriented. There are times when ideas come to mind and I need to write them down, you know, I got to write things down, so, you know, before I forget it or whatever. So, yeah, it does draw you in, draw you into that web, I guess you could call it. Okay, the next one, there were two from Rebecca Shields. Offering light to guide someone's journey. And I think the next one is seven words, although I don't, I kind of rewrote it, and I don't
thoughtful
know if I got it right or not.
Thoughtful writing, striving to inspire. It's actually
inspire.
It's five into writing to inspire. Thoughtful, yeah. Thoughtful writing, striving to inspire. It's actually five words.
Okay. Well, I wasn't sure. I don't know if my screen reader didn't pick up something right or what, but I was. Okay. Well, any comments on those? I like the one about the journey.
Yes, that's a good one.
Okay. From Cleor Boyd, we have, write lucidly, choose words with care. That's advice. Cleor, comments on that, explanations?
Yes, this is something I actually ran across partially in a book that I was struggling to come up with something for this. I actually came up with several things. Maybe one of the others I submitted came closer to meeting the criteria, but I'll go with the one that Abby chose to include. Writing that isn't understood is worthless. You know, when I write something, I try to convey an idea to the reader. And the choice of words is very important in making sure that they understand what is intended.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of where that came from.
Okay. Commenters A through E. Okay, F through J. K through O.
Good advice.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I agree with that.
P through T?
I have a comment.
Go ahead.
About spontaneously is that sometimes a reader can come out with a meaning that the writer didn't intend, and it's a better meaning.
Hmm.
Yeah, they always tell people in poetry that it's your poem when you write it, but it's other people's poem when they read it, and the interpretation may be completely different.
That runs into me. I run into that all the time with Leonard. He's always finding things in my writing that I didn't know I said that.
is it helpful? I mean, is it insightful for you, Cleora?
Oh yeah! Wow. It's amazing what I wrote. I didn't know I was so clever.
Yeah, you didn't know you're so brilliant. Yeah, good.
That's fun, though.
Cleora, can you hear me? This is Marcia.
Uh huh.
I think that the piece not only was right on the target as far as the assignment, but your punctuation and complete sentence. You know. There were some other entries tonight that they weren't even complete sentences, and I feel like even though it was a six-word assignment, it should be a complete sentence, and you got it right.
Yeah, I actually spent some time with that. Thank you, Marcia. You've made me very conscious of that.
Good.
That
right,
is an exciting moment.
See, I think I would have done choose words with care, write lucidly.
Yeah.
Well, I debated back and forth, and I did.
As two separate
it's a good idea.
With two periods or as a comma?
Two separate sentences.
Uh-huh. That would work.
Yeah, that's what I would do, too, yeah.
Yep, it's good either way.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, let's see. Any other P through T? U through Z. Okay, next one was from Brad Corallo. Alone, myriad responsibilities, yet joy pursues. Any other comments on that? That's kind of a statement about, philosophical statement, I think.
Well, and it could be, I don't know, and it could be about writing, too, because I know when I was working a 40-hour-a-week job, I didn't always have time to write. But yet when I was able to write, then I felt joyful. So I you know, that's my thinking on it. I don't know if that's what he was thinking, but that's my interpretation of it.
Okay. Any other comments quickly? All right. The last one is from Terry Winnott, and I know she's not here. Writing can be like giving birth, and that is one that I've heard said about writing a book especially. Anybody have any comments on that?
Well, actually, in my case, it almost was, because when my third book, poetry book called That's Life, was published with Finishing Line Press, I spoke with another author who used them, and he says they could take as long as 9 months to get out. And I'm thinking, okay, I'm pregnant. I could be pregnant with a poetry book.
I know oftentimes I've heard a book or something, you know, talked about as my baby. They rejected my baby. You know,
I think
this is very picturesque of what writing is about.
This is Annie. Yes, it's personal for us. You know,
yeah.
And then
uh-huh.
You know, we need to kind of partition that with the professional part of it, and that's how I interpreted that.
Yeah, she had a good submission there. I think that was very good. All right, well, that brings us to the end of our submissions, and we've done this in a little less than an hour and 20 minutes or thereabouts. So congratulations, everybody, for keeping things moving here. And thanks again to everybody who submitted. Maybe we can do another six-word thing sometime. But I hope everybody enjoyed this. This was fun for me.
Oh, yeah.
It's been a lot of fun. Listen, the web address for Narrative Magazine is narrativemagazine.com.
I believe so. I sent it in the email, James, but I'm not sure. I can send it to you if you need me to.
Well, I would appreciate it.
I'll try to send it to the whole list. That way
you'll be sure to get it. Okay, do they? Because I want to check the magazine out and see what it's about and what whatever.
Okay. All right. I'll look up that address again I hope I didn't delete it with some of my other stuff. I'll look it up for you.
It's a lot of fun.
John, this is Marcia. You did a great job managing the call.
Yes, you did a great job. Moving right along. That's good.
Well, thanks to everybody for cooperating.
Good night, Marilyn, everybody.
Do we have any other business tonight?
Oh, just to remind everybody that the General Administrative Membership meeting is 2 weeks from now. So
yes.
And it's going to be at 8:30 also. So.
Yes.
Oh, wait, okay. All right.
Try to come if you can.
Good night, everybody.
Have a good Labor Day. See ya.
Good night.
Have a good Labor Day. Good night.
Good night, everybody. Good night.